Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, everyone, welcome back to this episode of This Dude Started Something. Today's guest built an app that helps women stay safe on dating apps, which means someone finally realized that good vibes and 6'3 in his bio are not security measures.
This guy saw how broken online dating was, fake names, fake jobs, and even fake six packs. And then he said, cool, I'm going to fix that.
Founder of the Viral Tea app, this dude made it so people can leave honest reviews about their dates. So it's basically like Yelp for people who ghost you after saying they had a great time.
He built an army of 500,000 women who now have the power to expose weirdos, liars, and the guy who brought his mom to the first date.
He didn't wait for some billion-dollar app company to figure it out. He just said, I got this, and straight up started something. Let's welcome to the show Sean Cook, the man out here making dating suck slightly less. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, guys. You guys just nailed it. You absolutely get what we're doing, and not every man gets it. So I'm glad to be here and glad to hear that you guys understand what we're trying to do.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, dude. No, I really like what you're doing. I do have a lot of questions, though, so I'm excited to dive into it and really dive in and see what you guys are about. Oliver, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the passion came from a personal part of your life. If you could share the passion that kind of started this journey for us and our viewers.
Yeah, totally. So TL started honestly from trying to protect my mom. As crazy as that is, you know, my mom is more recently single and she wanted to try online dating, which I was like super excited about. So we kind of took my mom out. We did a little photo shoot. I helped set her up with the profile on match.com and kind of like let her on her way, you know, go mom, have some fun. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been on dating apps before. I don't know if you guys have, but for me, it was always like a pretty pleasant, straightforward experience, you know? But that's not what it was like for my mom, you know? For my mom, there was like, I don't know, she had matched with like a 35-year-old Instagram model on there. I was like, look at this guy. I'm like, mom,
oh my goodness. Wait, can we see what your mom looks like?
Mom, you're 60. Like, that's not a real, that's not a real person, you know? And, right. Then there were men, you know, like they'd message once or, once or twice and they'd say, hey, do you want to come over and cuddle, you know, or send inappropriate pictures, you know? And then she went on an online date and then we found out afterwards, like he was a teacher, but he had this like pretty unpleasant criminal record. He'd gotten like fired from the school and stuff from all sorts of crazy things. And so, I don't know, I was like, wow, like this is an incredibly unsafe place for my mom. Right. So that was the first kind of light bulb for me. And then, you know, this was around the time where I was interested in starting some sort of company. And I started talking to some of my female friends, you know, like in their 30s. And I was like, hey, look, this is like what my mom's going through. It's like, what's online dating like for you? And this is like, this is an everybody thing. This is every woman has a story like this, where they've been made to feel uncomfortable or unsafe, whether it's online or like with a guy in person. And, you know, I think there's many good men out there, but there are certainly, like, I've come to learn, bad actors and bad people out there. And there's, I think there's just a big disconnect between, you know, online dating has made it really simple to connect with people, but they just haven't taken the precautions necessary to make sure that women are safe from a physical and psychological standpoint. So we just saw a gap in the market and said, someone needs to go do something about this. And so that's kind of how it all started.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You're so right. I feel like every girl that's been on dating apps has had some sort of weird message or especially
bro,
bad if they actually
get weird messages
from guys.
No, not from guys. I can do it, bro, but like, well, I'm saying, some weirdos online. Like,
yeah. But I feel like it definitely happens more for women, or Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's both ways, but like women, it's just, it can be scary probably, you know?
Totally.
And you guys, the app is only women, right? Like, or it's women can only get in the app, right?
That's correct. It's women only. Yeah.
Yeah, because we tried earlier, but we also didn't want to send in the selfie because we were kind of worried that it might let us in and then it would kind of kill our self-esteem a bit because it like thinks we're a girl or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we would have flagged you. Yeah, I mean, we have all sort of technology. We're doing like facial filter recognition first to like try to find fake photos. And we actually have technology that identifies if a woman has tried to get in for like multiple people or something. So creating fake accounts, we're flagging that. And then we have a team that like go through and actually approve people one by one. And so really the vision here is we want to create a safe space for women. And in addition to like having this kind of verification process so that we only allow women on there, we also, everything's anonymous on the app. So women can share their stories without fear. And in addition, we've actually blocked screenshotting from the app. So you can't screenshot anything on there.
That's
so
cool.
That like keeps all the information on the app. So we're trying to keep it sacred. We're trying to keep it safe for women so they can be vulnerable and share their stories. Yeah. And that's something they want. You know, there's, while of course there are women sharing stories about their, you know, like maybe specific dating experiences with bad actors, a lot of the app just helps women share these like really vulnerable things that they need advice on that like maybe they don't feel comfortable telling their friends about, or maybe they don't feel comfortable dropping in the group chat, you know? So we've kind of created this group chat where hundreds of thousands of women in America now are in there and they're giving their, giving their advice to each other. So it's pretty powerful.
That's so cool.
Do you have some sort of tech background that kind of got you into that?
Yeah. So I've worked in like B2B technology for a long time, building software. And I always wanted to, you know, I planned to build some like B2B sales and marketing technology company. That's like, that was my background. But to me, it kind of felt soulless. Like I didn't really ever feel like I was making an impact. And so when I started Teeb was around the time where like I wanted to start a company. I wanted to do something that actually helped people in the world. And this was the first like idea that really popped in my head. And I said, I can run with this. Like, I think I can make a difference. And so that's what happened.
It sounds like you guys got it really locked down on like the facial recognition and stuff. And like, have you had any weird stories of like people or like people that you've seen yourself try to get into the app?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, every single day we have thousands of people sign up for the app every day, like probably 4,000 people a day sign up for the app. And
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
it's a lot to process. There's a lot going on. It's pretty intense from like a moderation and operation standpoint. It's growing pretty fast. But we get all sorts of crazy people trying to get in there. I mean, there's a lot of people that are like taking pictures of pictures, like we won't see what it is. And so, I mean, it's a lot of men are trying to get in because they want to mess it up. You know,
they just want to get in the group chat. Yeah.
They want to get in the group chat. We all want in the group chat, you know, and you got to be invited to the group chat. If you
try, they're trying to like glaze themselves in the review section, probably like they're leaving good reviews on themselves. Like,
true.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, there certainly have been attempts for that. So yeah, I mean, you know, we spend a lot of time and energy to try to keep the safe space because a space is only valuable if it's space. And the minute that the integrity of that space is compromised, like, and we've seen that happen with many like social media networks over the years where there have been all these like trolls and bots. And you look at situations like Cambridge Analytica with Facebook and things of that nature. Like you really need to lock it down. Otherwise it can get really messy really fast. So that's kind of our number one job is protecting the safety of the environment.
Yeah. I would say the growth is just beyond impressive. Like I've tried building apps before. I've looked into it with my friends, you know, we've worked on some stuff. But then we always go back to the stat of like 99.9% of apps fail. And then it's like, even if your app becomes successful, it's so hard to like monetize it too. Like how did you initially market it? Like, let's say like all the development and coding is like perfect. You have the perfect app. How did you actually market it?
Yeah, no, that's a really great question. And I think you hit on something that I learned the hard way. And I think many founders learned the hard way is, I thought like, I'm going to build a really cool product and people will just come to it. That's not true. That's like such like a fallacy that the first time founder learns like good product isn't enough. You need to really focus on your distribution. And so, honestly, what we did was we tried to connect with, there's all these like Facebook groups around America where women have like kind of private networks similar to what we're doing. And so we reached out to women in those communities and say, hey, would you share this with your Facebook groups, you know, and they would share it with their Facebook groups. And, you know, it was enough to sort of get a flywheel spinning. And and we've had different points of getting the flywheel spinning where we'll make some progress and then we'll die down. And it's kind of just like you're trying to build this big snowball. And I think we're just about at this inflection point where the snowball has grown so big where, you know, I don't think we're quite at the point where it's just going to snowball out of control, but it's, I'm hoping we're close and we feel pretty confident about the future of it. But, you know, it's interesting. Like we have had a lot of traction. We have had a lot of growth, but we still haven't, you know, we're still in that 99.9% that hasn't been a runaway success. You know, we still got to figure out how to take things to the next level, we think, to really have an impact. So we're focused on doubling down and trying to find ways to help more women. And we know that they'll share it with their friends.
Yeah. But you guys are close. I mean, I think I saw top 100 lifestyle apps, right, Oliver?
Yeah, number 98 right now. I'd say that's pretty successful.
Yeah. We hit number 4 a couple weeks ago, which is pretty cool.
So you're
number four for a while. Yeah, that was a really cool moment. That was I took a screenshot. Yeah, I took a screenshot of that.
That's
I sent
that
crazy. One to my mom. I said, "Mom,
that's
our
crazy.
Our idea. Yeah, that was cool." And yeah, I mean, we've been in the top 100 now for the last few months at, you know, at various rankings. And I think we were over 100 yesterday. I wasn't pleased about it, if I'm honest, you know. So we're trying to build something cool. We're trying to build something high growth. When we look at like the top 10 or top 20 apps, there are some major dating apps in there, right? Like there's Tinder and there's Hinge and there's Bumble. And we think about Tea as sort of being a companion app that every woman that's on a dating app should have on her phone as well. And so we think Tea will end up being in those top 20 apps where, hey, if you're a woman and you're trying to navigate dating, have Tea on your phone and it's just going to be your kind of companion or your BFF, if you will, to make sure that you're making good decisions.
Dude, yeah. They'll put in the same like iPhone category, you know, like dating apps or whatever. Dude, I like that. And I like that you didn't make it like its own dating app because like dating apps, I feel like get a bad rep. Like there's so many of them. None of them really like work to the T or whatever. But T is its own thing. And it's like, I think that's really cool because it's just going to grasp a lot of people's attention. And I also like talking about the butterfly effect a lot, but I think it's cool that like if your mom didn't like get out there and start dating, you might not ever come up with this idea and it wouldn't impact as many people as it has already, which
That's
is pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah. That's cool. Just gotta put yourself out there, right? You never know
exactly.
What opportunities come your way.
Exactly. I want to go back just for our listeners out there. I know we know a lot about Tea. We've done our research. Our listeners might not have a clue what it is. They're kind of confused and we've been all over the place. Can you give us a rundown of what it's like being somebody that's going to sign up? Like, what do you get from this app? How do you sign up? And what's the benefit of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So for all the women listening, and I guess for the men that are curious, Tea is basically an app that provides dating safety tools for women. And so if you sign up for the app, you know, you try to sign up, you got to take a little selfie to get in to make sure you're verified and things of that nature. And then basically you get access to, for starters, a nationwide forum of women that are all anonymous. Tea lets you share anonymous dating reviews about your ex-boyfriends or people that you may have had experiences about. And so if you match with a guy on Hinge, you can post him on Tea and say, "Hey, look, I matched with Sean on Hinge. Has anyone else been out with Sean?" And the women may flood the comments and say, "Sean is a great guy." Or, you know, what they might say is, "Hey, Sean has ghosted me," or "Sean's a bit of an F-boy," or, you know, whatever Sean has done in the past, right? So this gives women, for starters, a space for them to share their stories and learn from the experiences for others. In addition to that, we also offer a variety of actual safety tools. And so that means specifically, like, you can run background checks and you can run criminal record checks. You can do phone number lookups. So if you get someone's phone number, you can look it up immediately and figure out what their name is and if they're married. You can do a reverse image search to figure out if they're a catfish. So if you match with somebody on Hinge, you upload their picture and it shows you, here's their Instagram and here's their LinkedIn and like here's where they've appeared online in the past. So you can like basically imagine like a suite of like the ultimate FBI girly tools, all the tools that these women are trying to do and they spend hours like trying to put together on Google, like we put it into one little app. Basically. And so that's the vision. We're trying to like help women be able to not only just like vet their matches or vet their dates, but in addition to that, like just give them peace of mind and also a space to share their stories, you know. And I mentioned before you could do dating reviews on individuals, but we also support like you can do audio posts. So women are in there, they're talking about their days and women are like giving them advice on, "Oh, hey, you got ghosted." And, you know, the people, you can run polls and share like memes and all sorts of funny things. So we're just trying to like connect women around the world, basically, is what we're trying to do, and then give them tools to empower them.
Yeah, no, that's a great, just great definition of what it is. And
I can't imagine the coding, like what behind it and stuff.
But also like the whole aesthetic nature of it. Like, you nailed it. I mean, so many apps and websites and whatnot, they look the exact same, and there's no like, just the aesthetics on this were insane. Like all the matte like colors and
dude, yeah, the girls are gonna love it. They love it. They do. It's like 500,000 people already.
When did you start it?
Yeah,
about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's been a slow build, and then over the last like 4 or 5 months, it's really started to take off in a pretty meaningful way. So
yeah.
What's like the average age of a girl?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Girl that uses it?
Yeah, good question. So what's interesting about our app, and I think kind of unique, is we do have women from the ages of 18 to 65 that are really using the app and finding value from the app. But, you know, I think the prime user of our app is any woman who is dating seriously and she's prioritizing dating in her life. So, you know, what the dating apps say is their target demo is like 25 to 40. And I think there's women that are taking dating seriously that are younger than 25 and women that are dating seriously that are over 40, but I think like that kind of bread and butter, like that's their, you know, a big priority in their life. So yeah, anyone who's like dating.
Okay. I have kind of an outside the box question because I was thinking about it. I feel like people in general, but especially girls, I don't know, I have a girlfriend and I've experienced this, like they like the idea of like the FBI investigating. Oh wait, look at his Instagram. Like what's going on here? Let's study his whole entire life. And they do it not just with guys, but also with girls too.
Yep.
How do you, and I know that's not what you're going for, but how do you stop like the platform from becoming just like a gossip group chat where it's can you put comments in about other girls too? Or does the algorithm stop that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would say, I talked before about like safety and moderation. Like that's our number one job. I love to build the fun product with the cool matte colors. But really at the end of the day, like moderation is our number one priority. And so you can't leave comments about other women. You can't talk crap about other women. Mm-hmm. But then what also is really concerning for us is making sure that if women can leave comments about men that they've dated in the past, like how do you make sure that that's true? How do you make sure that they're not being harassed? How do you make sure they're not being bullied? So that's something that we've spent a lot of time investing in from a technical standpoint. And so a couple of things that we're doing is we have something we call it safety AI. And so what we're doing basically is we're scanning everything that gets posted or commented. And we've basically built models that flag like revenge speech or hate speech or profanity, things that like don't seem, they seem like obviously like unbiased and unhinged language. When we see those things, we have a team of admins that go in and they review all that and they can take things down. So that's part of what we're doing. And then in addition, we've built like a pretty robust kind of community-based reporting system. And so what it allows women to do is, I would say that the women, the users of the app are our number one administrators or moderators. And so they're going in and they're saying, hey, this woman's being a bully, you know, or this doesn't seem like this is true. And so they're flagging all this content for us. And so then we can go in and take it down. So, you know, we've tried to implement some technology that helps us do this, but at the end of the day, it's the power of the community that I really think helps us like really keep it a safe space. And it's really important to them too. You know, we get a lot of feedback. We get hundreds of messages a day from women that are saying, hey, you know, this, I think this woman, this user is disrespecting another woman on the app. You should go look at this. So they're really trying to protect each other.
Yeah. No, I like that. This almost just seems like it's like a Facebook level company, in my opinion. Like just with all of the safety protocols you guys have and all the coding that went behind us, it seems like, dude, I think it's going to blow up, dude. Like honestly.
It's already blown up, yeah.
We're talking to the next Mark Zuckerberg right now, bro.
Hey, that's not true. That is not true. But yeah, maybe, I mean, we have been fortunate. Well, it's interesting that you say that because for starters, we've been fortunate to learn from what other social media companies have done before us, mm-hmm. right? So we have been able mm-hmm. to learn from the Facebooks and the Reddits. And we have a lot of that DNA in our app where we've tried to build something that is social, that is viral and things of that nature. And while we've basically taken like the social media aspect and we've just tried to add tools into it, which is something that we haven't seen other social media apps do. They haven't been purpose-driven necessarily to help with one specific niche. For us, it's helping women date safely. And we have some pretty cool, exciting AI things that we could talk about later of like fun tools we're adding. But yeah. mm-hmm. where I'm going with this basically is like our theory is that women don't really have a safe social space online anymore. Let's be real. No one's really using Facebook, at least our friends. No. Like I'm not on Facebook, right? On Instagram, it's like thirst traps. Yeah. On TikTok, it's like comedy and entertaining. I like to think I like Reddit, but this is awful, and I love Reddit. But I say Reddit's for like old men in their mom's basements type thing. You know, it's like for trolls, right?
Reddit Discord.
Yeah, like that's not where women are online, right? Women don't have a space where they can vent online in these social forums, and so we see that there's a lot of opportunity. And like while women do talk about dating and relationships on our app, they're talking about wellness, they're talking about health, they're talking about parenting and caregiving, all sorts of things beyond, you know, just like navigating their dating life. And so we have a big vision, you know, our really long-term vision is like creating the social place for women. And we're building out all these different tools. And so we're going to help them try to navigate not all other aspects of their life, but other like key milestones of their life by giving them tools to help navigate there as well. So we're really excited.
That's so true. Yeah. Like women don't have like a social media platform where they can freely go and vent without getting like a bunch of hate comments. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like,
right, or at least anonymous.
Right. Exactly, dude. Like that's so smart because like a lot of girls don't feel comfortable enough to post like videos or whatever of themselves on TikTok or Instagram. But the ones that do, there's always going to be those comments that are like, oh, why are you even doing this? Or why are you crying? Or like all this stuff. It's like, it's just, yeah, social media is kind of a mess, you know? And this, I like this because it's, you're really targeting an audience and giving them a spot that's welcoming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So have you thought about like expanding past or like, I guess like, kind of already are like let's say I get some random Instagram DM, can I do like kind of the same process or have you thought about that, like from some, like say I'm a girl, I get a weird DM from a guy, can I put that guy in there and then it do like the same background check and stuff?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So I would say a lot of women are uploading like screenshots of dating profiles, for example, but yeah, a lot of it's like, I mean, Instagram they say is the ultimate dating app these days, you know, sliding in the DMs is the best way to get it done from what I've heard. You know, I wouldn't know anything about that. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, yeah, totally. And we're actually building some things that I'm really excited about as well, where this is going to come out in a couple of weeks, where, you know, you can upload pictures of like your Instagram DMs and things of that nature, or like your chats back and forth on a dating app, or your text messages back and forth. And so women are going to be able to get analysis on those interactions, and it's going to be able to say like, hey, this guy seems like a bit of a player, or like, oh, he seems like he's a bit of a nice guy, and like, here's what he's trying to suggest to you, and also here's like three cool responses that maybe you could send back to them, and like, this is the flirty version, here's a serious version. So yeah, we're going to basically give women a bunch of tools for them to not only like run safety checks, but also just like navigate all of their interactions so they can be effective as possible. So we're really trying to build like an all-in-one solution that help women just navigate all aspects of their dating and relationship life.
Yeah. Have you thought about making like some sort of a copycat version for like gay people or like LGBTQ? Because I know Bumble has like they used to have like a separate kind of version, like Bumble and then like Bumble Friends or something. Because I know but like on yours you have to be like a woman. But like, what if you're a woman that likes other women, like women?
Yeah, that gets complicated, huh?
I know.
Yeah, it does get complicated, and that's something we've thought a lot about. And so we have received quite a bit of demand from the LGBTQ community requesting a more inclusive version of the app. And it's something that we definitely plan to do in the future. And like in addition to like those types of more inclusive communities, we're also getting all sorts of requests to expand internationally, for example. And so like there's a lot of people that want tea right now, and then we're a really, really small, tiny team, bootstrapped by me. So we're tiny, right? And so we're trying to figure out right now, like, how can we have the most impact? Mm-hmm. And what we're sort of settling on right now is, like, I think we can have more impact by deepening our ability to help straight women in the USA right now than we can by trying to, like, support more diverse, yeah, you know, inclusive communities, mm-hmm, in different places. And we'll just
and
spread
ourselves. Overextending. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're focused on just, like, helping straight women today. And then as we're building out all these tools, there's not a lot of reason why we couldn't just turn them on for other communities. So right. It's something we're thinking a lot about, and we've heard a lot of demand for, and we do definitely plan to support those communities in the future.
Like, as you get into the international side, how do you navigate the criminal background checks and everything? Because I'm sure you use some sort of U.S. government-based public information system now. I'm sure that'd be much more difficult in, like, other countries, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, we're trying to figure out when we go international. We were about to do it in a couple of weeks, and some advisors have been like, just put a pause. Like, you're trying to do too much. So, with that all being said, like, there's a lot that you can do in the app. And so we would likely launch a version of the app that doesn't let you do all the criminal record checks, okay, because we have to go find all that data, and right, that's a whole big mess. Mm-hmm. But there's so much value, we think, in allowing women to ask their community and leave dating reviews and things of that nature. So there's a meaningful version of the app we plan to release that doesn't include all of the public safety data, excuse me. And then if enough women join from these countries, we've seen the demand, then I think we'll be able to then justify, like, building out all of those more detailed safety tools.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like there's going to have to be some adjustments that, you know, you guys make for the international version, even for the LGBTQ version, like, because it's like, how do you even verify if some, like, that could cause problems, like, because it's like, how do you verify if somebody's gay or not? It's like, I could be or what if I'm trans? It's kind of like trans people in sports, right? And I don't want to get into all that, but I'm just saying, okay, let's say I'm trans, but I'm really just trying to go into the girls group chat. I could put on a wig, I get passed in. So it's like, there's just things, a lot of probably some obstacles you guys are gonna have to face, but I do like that you guys are thinking about that. And I'm excited to see all that come to light. How does it actually find? How do you know you're getting the right person when you're like, okay, take a screenshot of this guy's profile? How do you know it's the right guy? You know that they're getting the background checks on.
Yeah, good question. So the background checks are generally often done by, like, phone number. So that's kind of the simplest way. And that's a pretty clean kind of unique identifier that you can use to get a lot of information. So that's really helpful. And then if you just have an image, we can do our reverse image searches. And so what that does is that scans through 65 billion images of faces crawling across the internet. And what we do is we're kind of just, like, looking at matches, like the distance between eyes and the noses and things of that nature. And we return all the matches, and it's all ordered by confidence score. So, for example, you know, there'll be matches, and it'll be like, here's, like, a 99 confidence score, and it, like, looks really, really close. And then if you were to do a picture of me, you would find, you know, you'd get five examples that are, like, definitely of me. And then you'd get ones in, like, the 80% confidence that are just, like, devilishly handsome white guys, you know,
six pack. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. No, I'm just messing with you. Right. So, I mean, none of this is, like, a perfect science, right? What we're trying to do is be as helpful as possible. And there are just limitations of the internet. You know, some people you can remove your data from the internet if you know what you're doing. So we can't always get a perfect match. And then when you're trying to run criminal records on, you know, searches on people, like, there's ways of scrubbing your criminal record, and not all the data, like, is always available. So once again, like, this is not, like, a perfect science, and women should be using T to do as much vetting as they possibly can. Like, they should be using Google too, to, like, figure out all their other options, right? People just need to do their research, and we're trying to be as helpful as possible.
Do you have a girlfriend or a wife or anyone yourself?
I am currently single right now.
Oh, so are you on dating apps?
I am on Raya a tiny little bit. I don't have time to date, honestly, is what I've come to realize. So I've kind of turned that off, and I'm kind of just like, I'm so overwhelmed trying to keep this tea thing afloat. So I'm worried about this right now. And I don't know. I figure if I help enough women date, someday some woman will want to date me. Time will tell.
Dude.
Oh, 100%. Dude,
for sure, dude. How ironic would it be, though, if he put...
Dude, that's exactly where I was going.
You, like, saw your face in the group chat, it, dude.
Yeah, no, I've been waiting for that to happen. And I think that will be success. the day that someone doesn't know that I own run the app and I show up in there. This is kind of a funny story. I went on like two dates with a girl, and I didn't see her for a couple months, and I bumped into her and we were talking and stuff, and she was just talking about, oh, she had a friend, and her friend, you know, was like dating this F boy, a kind of like a trouble guy. And I was like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, did you know there's an app for that? And I was like, oh, haha, yeah, I must have told you about this, you know, like when we had been on our dates. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, you mean tea, right? And she's like, how do you know what tea is? I was like, I run tea. Like, I'm the founder.
Dude, it's like an Iron Man moment.
She had no idea. Yeah, it was a really cool full circle moment. She's like, I'm using tea. And I was like, well, yeah. So it's starting to get out there one day at a time. And hopefully someday I get posted.
Hopefully. Oh, no, probably not, dude.
I'll green flags. Nothing to hide.
Yeah,
over here.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, you should start purposely doing some crazy stuff to get in there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Honestly, like, it has really challenged me to reflect on the way that I date as a man, the way I have interactions with women. Yeah. Once again, I'm not dating much, but like, I don't know. Like, my perspective on it has changed dramatically, I would say, over the last couple of years, as I've learned more and more about the dating experience of women, and it's really hard for them out there. And it's hard for men too. Like, I don't think dating is easy for men, but I think there are a lot of challenges for women that people just, you know, men just don't understand. And how could you, right? You know, because it's not your experience. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of education that would be helpful for all men. And I think that's part of my responsibility as well, is to try to educate, you know, the men in my world.
Yeah, dude, that's such a good point. I feel like a lot of men don't understand like how to date or how to really treat a woman. It's gotten kind of washed in the past, I don't know, few years, because it's like, I don't know. I know a lot of guys that they hear like, oh, this is, girls like it when you say this type of stuff, or when you're like really aggressive or come off strong or something. And it's like, that's all just coming from social media or movies or just a bunch of like not trustable sources, where it's like, at the end of the day, dude, like, you got to be a gentleman, you know? And I think we really got to go back to that and like just treat women with respect. I don't know. Don't you feel like that's gotten lost? And I feel for the guys, because it's like, they're confused, you know, they see all these things and it's like, oh, girls like it when you do this. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of all in shambles.
But also, because of dating apps, it feels like the world is our dating pool now, and everyone's got a roster because of that. And everyone feels like they have so many options, like too many to choose from. So they don't want to commit to just one because there's so many others. Maybe I'll find a better one or something, you know?
Yeah.
No, I think dating apps have been incredible to help people connect more easily. I've met amazing people on dating apps in the past. I think they're great, but I think you're absolutely right, Oliver, that they've made it too accessible for people. And, you know, dating used to be like, there used to be a woman in your village that was your age. That was it, right? And like, everyone was happy. Now there's a wealth of options. It's overwhelming. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be problematic. And I think we're seeing people, I think everyone over-indexed on dating apps over the last 10 years or so. And I think people are moving away from them now. That's what I'm hearing more and more from the women in my community, as well as my friends. Like, people are focused more on meeting people IRL, if you will, because there's also so much like time wasted on dating apps, so much fatigue. If you've ever been on them, you've swiped a million times, you get a bunch of matches. You only actually ever meet up with 2% of those matches anyways, or something crazy. So I don't know. I think the dating world's broken. And I don't, you know, I have some opinions on how to fix it, but you were talking before about like how should men be dating? I don't know the answers. I'm more recently back in the dating pool, and I'm struggling too. It's hard out there. I think it's hard for men. I think it's hard for women.
Yeah. No, I might have some shotties that would like you for sure. Sure.
My way, Brandon.
yeah, for sure. I had a question. Oh, dude, I just came up with a new app idea while we were talking. I heard what you said, by the way. I wasn't just daydreaming or whatever. But, dude, so you know how they used to have arranged marriages or whatever? What if like, you made an app that just put a bunch of people in a pool, a group of people, spun a wheel, and then boom, you marry that person. You know what I mean?
Honestly, like, arranged marriages have been proven to be extremely successful. Like, that's been a very successful model where families look at families and say, this would be a strong integration between these people. Of course, you know, I personally wouldn't like, I would like to have some choice over this, but I think that model works really well. And there have been dating apps that have attempted to ship your friends where it's like, hey, I think you'd be good to connect with this friend. Right. And it's kind of like matchmaking. People have attempted to do that, but you know, the reality is you guys were talking a bit before about like, you've tried creating apps in the past and like, it's hard to get people to do anything. It's hard to get people on there. And you have to have insane network, effects to be able to get not only men, but also women on there. And then to get them to actually try to connect with each other. So it's just, I don't know. There's just a lot of friction. So hopefully someone can figure it out.
Braden, I kind of like that idea, the arranged marriage, but I think instead it's just a blind dating platform. You know, you spin the wheel and then it's like, boom, you have to go on a date with this person. You don't really know what they look like or anything, but you got to pull up at least.
We'll also collab with T and it's safe. You know what I mean? Safe. It's like,
I like everyone's pre-vetted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which going back to that, like it starts at the top, and not to put you down or your company down, but because you're not actually a dating app, you're like more of a service towards dating apps, but like Tinder, Hinge, all these huge platforms, it starts with them. They need to have better vetting because I mean, whenever I'm on there and I'm like swiping or whatever, I'm like, this is literally a celebrity from a TV show I watch. Like this is not, you are not on Tinder right now. Like,
yeah, that's a snake, dude. That's a cat. Like I've seen animals on there.
Yeah, it's weird. And, at the end of the day, right, it comes down to incentives. And dating apps are public companies, many of them, that have bottom lines and shareholders to hit. And if you listen to their earning calls, they're constantly talking about trying to find a way to introduce more safety while not creating enough friction that it prevents paying users from wanting to pay.
Right.
You know, so they're trying to walk this fine line. And I would love to see them start to do more. In fact, we're talking, we're going to start hopefully trying to establish partnerships with them soon, where maybe there's a way they can integrate some of our technology into their products. You know, that's kind of our dream state. And it's at the end of the day, it's a crisis. You know, people are moving away from the dating apps because they don't feel either physically or psychologically safe on there. And so something's going to have to change.
Do you know what Noonlight is?
I do know Noonlight, yeah.
Would they be considered a competitor for you guys?
Yeah, I don't think we really have competitors necessarily. Like if someone's trying to help women or
right,
people
right.
stay safer, we're friends. You know, we're friends with them. And yeah, I mean, I'm not the most familiar with their technology, but something that they have built that I think is really cool is they let you share your date with a friend, for example. So you could say, hey, I'm going on a date with Sean. Share your location with someone, and it kind of like helps them kind of track you afterwards. So that's something that I think is really cool that they're doing. And we'll probably do something similar to that in the future as well. We're actually thinking about building out sort of like a kind of like a CRM, like a bit of a date tracker where you can track the different guys that you're talking to and all the dates that you're going on with them. And
that is such a good idea. Cause I've seen people do like kind of a freelance style version on like TikTok, and it everyone loves it. That is a great idea.
Yeah. So yeah, we're building that basically. So it's going to be right. Have your roster, and on your roster, you add your dates with your roster. We're going to add like AI date planning. So it's like, oh, you've been on 3 dates with Oliver. You guys probably want to do an activity now. It's time for putt-putt because you don't want to grab drinks again, and kind of journaling before and after. And the plan basically is we want to build basically like a dating intelligence platform at the end of the day. So, right, we're getting all this data about women and their dating experiences. And then we can basically then help women get insights on their own dating life so that they can have better experiences in the future. So, she's going to be able to analyze her relationship with Oliver, and say, hey, we've been looking at the text messages you've been uploading between you and Oliver. Like maybe Oliver's not that into it, but you've been talking to Braden, and Braden seems like a really, you guys seem really compatible. Like maybe you should double down on Braden. I mean, that Braden's a great
double
guy.
Down.
You
know? Yeah.
He's the best. Don't tell his girlfriend.
Braden's got $12 in his bank account, but he's a good time.
But he knows how to text. He got strong wrist. So anyways, we're just trying to find ways to be helpful to women so that they can find love safely at the end of the day.
Dude, yeah, I love that. You also like something else would be cool, would be like a dating or like a section or something of some sort of dating app that is like double dates. So it's like a friend,
two men,
a friend and a friend could sign up, and then it meets you up with another group of friends, two people. You know what I mean?
I love that idea. There actually, I did know of an app that tried to do that maybe a year or two ago. They were called Foreplay, Foreplay. So like, but it's 2 and 2 meets 4, right? But yeah, it was really cool. Okay. So you go on there with a friend, and then you get to like double date different groups of friends. And I think that's amazing because I think, you know, I think it's awkward to go on a first date from a dating app, right? It's just inherently, it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, but it's not so bad when it's the four of you, right? Because someone's going to vibe in there, and it's just, I don't know. I think that's a much cleaner way and a much more fun way of actually figuring out who you're compatible with.
Yeah, they should have marketed it to, I feel like people over 50 probably wouldn't have hopped on Foreplay just because of the name. I feel like they should have marketed it a little bit neutral.
Well, they'll think it's for golf or something.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. I want that app. I want some friends to golf with.
Dang, that's a good idea,
That is a good idea, dude.
Foreplay.
Oh, wait. Dang it. I had something I was going to say. I totally forgot. I totally left my head.
All right. I'll
read you some.
Yeah. Are you envisioning yourself more as founder of T, like in a future aspect, or more of just a app developer? Do you want to get more projects going, or do you just really want to grind out this app?
Yeah, I think I've got my hands full currently. So I think this is going to be.
Are you the full development team on this for like coding it, or have you?
No, I don't know how to code. I've got two engineers that I work with in Brazil that code the app for me. They're fantastic. They're great. I hope someday to build other apps, but this is keeping me really busy and really full. And once again, it comes back to like, where can I have impact, and can I have more impact by doubling down on this, or will I have more impact by like spreading myself thinner and trying something different? So it's going to be this for a while. Like, we have a big roadmap of plans of things that we want to do to help, you know, not only women in America, but also women in other countries, and also the LGBTQ plus community as well. Like, there's just so many things we can do and so many things that we want to build. So I don't know. My focus is just trying to build helpful technology. And then, you know, we have a team of women that help us with our marketing. And I say, hey, go spread the word, go evangelize what we're doing, get it out there. And so, yeah, we just want to keep spreading the word and keep building up the buzz and the community. So that, yeah, we can be helpful.
Yeah. I dig that.
Did you remember?
Oh yeah. I was going to say, it'd be cool if there's a feature on dating apps. And this is all kind of if you started like branching out and like started matching people, which I don't know if that's in your plans at all. I'm just saying, for a dating app, it'd be cool if there was like a, before you go on the date, it's like, okay, are we hugging? You know what I mean? Like when we see each other, and you can select it. You can be like, yes, no.
So it's there's like when you go on an Uber and it's like, do you want your Uber driver to talk to you? How do you like the temperature on there?
Dude, exactly, because it's just like, I feel like Oliver, you've talked about it like back when we lived together. Dude, it's just, do I hug her? Like, what do we do? Like, you know what I mean?
I hate that.
And it'd be cool if there was more of a section where you can like select what to do. we high fiving.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It'd be cool. I like the AI integration with the whole like looking at the past dating and all that you were talking about. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But
we think that'll be meaningful to me. Mm-hmm. Like, people have asked, are you going to do matchmaking someday? And I tend to think that the problem of matchmaking online has been solved. Like, I don't think any people are trying to do like these crazy, like matchmaking algorithms to make it a bit more effective. I think it, like, the basics have been achieved, and I don't think that there's that much more that needs to be done. You know, like, if,
yeah,
That's just my take.
They got everything. They got Farmers Only. You know what I mean? They got diabetes and, you know, ADHD. Like, people for that, with that. It's just like every app has been created for every type of person. It's just crazy, dude. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But
the problem has been solved. Well, the problem hasn't been completely solved, but the core of it, of like, if you want to go find someone online, like, go download Hinge. You know, that's your answer. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hinge. Yeah.
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 Do you have like subscriptions, or how is it being monetized right now, and how do you see it being monetized in the future?
Yeah. So we are focused on, we've been focused less on making money and more on building out community and growth and impact. So we're trying to keep the prices as low as possible. We also donate 10% of our profits to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which we're pretty proud about. So we're really trying to be mission-driven and give back. Yeah, and so what we're doing basically is the majority of the app is free. And then if you want like unlimited access to run these background checks and criminal record checks and reverse image searches, things of that nature, we have a $14.99 per month subscription for that. So that you can really like, if you're really dating really actively, you can just really have unlimited use. And so, you know, we have to pay various data providers for to get access to some of these things. Right. And so, you know, we make just enough money that we're cash flow break even, and we can keep the business running without trying to nickel and dime and get every dollar out of people. Because, you know, we have women of all income brackets that are using our app. You know, we have women that are very wealthy that are using our app, and women that are on lower incomes that are using our app. And we believe that safety, like access to safety information, should be something that should be democratized and available for everyone.
Yeah, that's like that. Yeah, because you wouldn't want anybody's safety being sacrificed for, you know, money. But exactly. It's very, very respectful that you guys are focusing. And I think it's a smart move.
You have to build that base before, because if you have the paid entry, then you're making the barrier to entry for the platform so much higher. And like people are going to be like, oh yeah, I don't want to use it, even if it's like $5 or something. You kind of have to draw them in a little, give them a taste, and then add it later.
Yeah, 100%. It's like not having a cover charge at the bar. No cover, but you can buy some drinks inside if you want. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to throw a party, a nationwide party for women to connect them, put them all in the same room, let them talk to each other, let them share their stories, let them get like trade tips and tricks is really what we're trying to do. And then someday we believe this will be a very large, you know, successful business, but that's just a byproduct of helping people, we believe.
Yeah. So how does it work? So it's not like all 500,000 women are in the same group chat. Like how does that work? Do you get put in a section? You know what I mean? Like, what's the max people you can have?
Yeah. So there's kind of like two chunks of the app. One is like your homepage is basically a feed of all of the men in your area. And you can go in there and you can type in Sean, and it returns all of the Seans that have been posted across the country, ordered by closest to you to furthest to you. Right. So if you're dating a guy local, you'll find him. If that Sean guy, he travels pretty frequently and he's on the other side of the country, you find him there too. Right. So that's kind of like, once again, this is nationwide. This is nationwide, but it's just organized based on distance for you. Mm-hmm. And then we have a section of the app that's more general purpose, kind of generic dating advice forum style. And that is all 600,000 women now. That is where all 600,000 plus women have access to at the same time. And so it's not a group chat necessarily, like it's just like a running chat thread. Instead, think more like Reddit, where there's like posts, and it's like a post and it'll be like,
gotcha,
I got ghosted, what do I do? And then it'll have a poll. And it'd be like, do I call him? Do I confront him? Or do I not confront him? And right then it'll be like 15,000 women will vote on this poll, and it helps the women decide, you know, should I go bug him and like give him crap for ghosting me, or do I be the bigger person and just move on, right? And then, you know, then 200 women will comment on it and give their opinions. And then of course that woman, she gets a lot of feedback on what she should do, right? So once again, this is the entire thing is like one nationwide place for women to share their stories and then also get advice. But yeah, it's a bit organized kind of by distance and things of that nature to try to make it as hyper relevant as possible. But when you think about, for example, like just asking for dating advice, right? Like that's a nationwide thing. Like a woman in San Francisco can give you good advice. A woman in Kansas City or a woman in Charleston can give you good advice as well. So we want to connect them. And that's something we've been thinking about too, as we've like talked about expanding internationally. Like we're planning to do Australia, Canada, and the UK. Do women in those countries, do they have relevant dating advice for a woman in America? Like, I think the answer is yes. You know, of course everyone's dates a bit differently in every culture, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're just animals, right? Mm-hmm. And we all, men are biologically driven to act in certain ways. And I think that's kind of the same across all cultures.
Oh yeah. Well, they got some crazy dudes over there in Australia. Them Aussies, dude. 6'10". We had an Australian on here. He was awesome. Yeah. I have a question. So does the algorithm make it so that like can you go viral on T? Like, do some posts get more attention than, and not for the sake of going viral, but I just mean like, what if I post and like nobody's even interacting with it? How do you stop that from happening?
Yeah, I mean, that does happen. So when I mentioned before, there's like the nationwide post of all the men in the country. Once again, that is ordered by your location. So first you see the ones that are like within 100 miles of you, and then the ones that are within 200 miles. And so, you know, there are some parts of the country where we're very popular, and that's in kind of the major metros. And then, you know, in less rural parts of the country, you know, in North Dakota, there's a woman that joined the app today in some tiny little town, and there's not a post within 100 miles of her probably, right? And so she might post something and she might not get any feedback. And so we don't have great answers for those types of situations. You know, it's one of those, like, we're basically built this open network and people will hopefully join over time, and it becomes progressively and progressively more helpful as more women in your area join. And, you know, we do create some friction in the app to, like, hey, there's not a lot of women in your area, but we give you free access if you want to invite a couple friends. So we do a lot of things like that to try to get them to, like, oh, now we're going to invite some friends and try to build out our network. So yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. Like, it just takes a little bit of time and the snowball gets bigger and bigger. And then eventually you reach saturation points where these like micro communities grow on their own.
Have you done like partnerships with young social media personalities, or do you have like a partnership program in place?
Yeah, we're doing a bit right now. So we have a marketing team that does go outbound to, well, we have people asking to promote us, which is really cool. So we do paid partnerships where they come to us. And then, yeah, we're always looking for, you know, creators specifically in the dating space that have content that aligns sort of with our mission. And yeah, we're always reaching out to them. We're always doing paid partnerships. So, you know, we probably do a fun post a week. For example, yesterday, a woman named Heather from The Bachelor, you know, I think she was on it 5 or 10 years ago or something, she posted a video yesterday of her and her girlfriends. They put tea up on a TV and they uploaded a screenshot of a guy that one of the women had matched with on a dating app, and they figured out that he was a catfish, you know, because he actually had been lying about his name. And so yeah, then there's 15 women in the room are like, oh my god, he's a catfish. So yeah, I mean, we're always looking to partner with new creators to help get the word out, because, you know, of course, like, women will tell their friends about it, but, you know, if you want to get 100,000 people to hear about it overnight, then sometimes you gotta pay for it. So yeah, we're working on that.
Awesome. So wait, by catfish, do you mean he was just ugly? Or like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, have you heard the phrase catfish before? Is that a new one?
Yeah, but usually it's like a dude trying to like act like a girl, you know, he's just gay.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple different types of catfish. So anyways, the one that we encountered yesterday, well, that's the problem with catfish, is you don't know who these people actually are. So anyway, someone had created a dating profile. They had a picture on their dating profile. The dating profile's name might've been Sean. They took a picture of the profile. They uploaded it into our catfish detector. And then the reverse image search of the catfish detector, boom, 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 output that the gentleman's name was actually Michael. And Michael didn't live in San Francisco. Michael lived in New York. And Michael was not a restaurateur. You know, Mike worked in insurance sales, you know.
Michael was on Chris Hansen catching a predator.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. And so, you know, once again, there are individuals that are lying. There are individuals that are using their same photos, but they're misrepresenting their identity on dating apps, where, you know, they might be lying about their marital status or their relationship status, or they might be lying about their work, or a lot of men lie about their name on dating apps, or their age or their height, all these things to try to like get that match so they can get them in person and then try to charm them. You know, I said I'm 6'4" on the dating app, and you see that I'm 5'2" in real life. The woman's not gonna, she's not gonna like you when she sees you. So I don't understand the lie, right? So there's people that are lying about, that are just misrepresenting the facts of themselves. And then there is a rampant number, and I think someone, you guys were saying before, of like people just using other people's pictures. That happens all the time, and it's so easy to do it, right? You just go to an influencer and you're like, that's a handsome individual, like, let me steal those pictures. And I don't know, like, I'll never understand what the means to an end is. You know, I guess some people enjoy just like being able to chat with someone and flirt with someone they find attractive, like maybe that's it. But then there's also obviously like a ton of scamming that happens on these apps. Yep. There's so many like catfish profiles, and like the first messages you get are like about crypto. A lot of people are trying to get you to buy crypto for them, right? So there's all these scams on there. So I don't know, once again, and this just circles back to like, this is what my mom was seeing. She'd be matching with these like 35-year-old influencers that were like, had mentions of, oh, I you know, got rich on crypto on their dating profiles. And it's like, this is obviously someone that's gonna try to scam you. And so, yeah, there's just a lack of tools to help people figure this stuff out.
I think you guys would do like so well if you guys had like a TV commercial that aired during The Bachelor, or like, or like Love Island, or like, I don't know. There's so many.
See you guys getting,
or if you had your own TV show, even just finding finding like catfishes and stuff. That'd be kind of crazy.
It's a great idea. Yeah, there was that MTV catfish show many years ago. You might remember that, where a guy would go and he would, you know, he would play along with it and expose people. Yeah, we would love to do that. You know, we would love to be on Hulu and have an ad spot, but $1 million probably. It's just it's out of the budget. You know, this company's largely bootstrapped, so it's pretty much just come out of my pocket. I'm broke, frankly. I'm struggling financially, so I don't got $1 million to spend on Hulu. But you know what we're trying to do is someday we hope Hulu comes to us. We hope Love Island says, "You built a school, like come talk about this." So you know, we believe if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, well, it's like Hulu. If they really believe in it, you know, like if they believe in your cause, like they should, you know, and they should give you at least a little discount, you know.
But you know, we're starting to get free press, which is really exciting. Well, Good Morning America did a big segment on us the other day, totally organically. Oh, cool. It's like a surprise. Someone sent it to me. We were someone did a big spot on Telemundo, which was really cool. I don't speak any Spanish, so I have no idea what they said, but it was like 5-minute segment on a morning show. Yeah. So like the media is starting to pick up on what we're doing. They're excited about it. The word's starting to spread whether or not we want it to. So yeah, we're also trying to be more proactive about that, about like, we got to own this narrative. Like we got to control this narrative. So we're trying to start putting ourselves out more and having cool conversations like this, where we get a chance to tell our story so that other people don't tell it for us.
Dude, I'm not going to be surprised if I see T on a Hulu ad, you know, like eventually. It's like someday. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is
possible?
Where'd you come with the name T? Does it stand for something, or is it like T as in like you want to hear the T?
Yeah.
It just spilled the tea. You know, women have been spilling tea for a long time, and I just thought, keep it short, keep it clean. So yeah, tea.
They can't keep it in the cup.
The idea came to me in 2 seconds. I was like, oh, it's called tea. Done. You know, like it was not even a question.
No, yeah, it's simple, it's sleek, dude, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, I dig it. I'm trying to think of anything else that we don't want to take too much of your time either, so you can leave whenever. I'm trying to think of anything else I want to cover before we wrap it up. Yeah, dude, is your hair good?
Sorry.
You're looking great, Oliver.
We eating lobster that.
Oliver, you got anything else? Wait. This is actually a good one.
Shoot, man.
Well, I don't actually understand it, but we wrote it down.
Wait, which one is it?
What's your personal red flag?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just like the app was built to find people's red flags. So, like, what's yours, you know?
What's my red flag?
What's your red flag?
That's a good question.
If you have one, and we don't have to expose you or anything, but
I think I've got plenty of red flags. You know, I think I've got plenty of weaknesses. One that I've identified about myself that I'm working on is that I'm not good with confrontation. So I sometimes don't have a good job speaking up and having hard conversations about how I feel, whether that's in like a romantic context or in a professional context. So that's something that I'm working on. I don't know. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. And I feel like acknowledging it is like definitely the first step in like solving it. And that's all
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've got a long way to grow in my emotional growth. That's for sure. So.
Yeah. Well, I feel that. I feel like a lot of dudes struggle with that too. Like it's not in confrontation. I feel like people see that in the wrong way. They're like, oh, this guy can't fight or whatever. But that's just not it. It's like, it's just being it. Like, sometimes I won't bring stuff up because I'm like, all right, I'm going to figure it out myself so that I don't cause more problems.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think, but a lot of people struggle with that. And I think it's good. Like, acknowledging it is the first step for sure. Like you said, Oliver.
Yeah. Brayden, what's your red flag, man?
My red flag, like, of me?
Yeah, dude.
Like, what? Really? Oh,
are you saying you're perfect?
No, I'm not saying perfect. No, I'm a, like, I rap sometimes.
That's a green flag, man. We want to hear your spits and bars today if you got them.
Ah, oh, dude.
Yeah, okay. Go for it. Freestyle about tea, dude. Freestyle about tea.
All right. I wish I had a beat, but we can just go off the dome ski.
Oh, he's got
not about to send a pick of my because I'm on T. All right, well, is there anything else you want to say, Sean, Mr. Cook, to the fans, to the app users, and to everybody, to the women, to everybody.
To the women, to the men who want to keep their loved ones safe as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would just say, Oliver and Braden, thanks so much for having me today. I really enjoyed getting to know you guys, and to all the listeners in the community, thanks for learning about tea today. And yeah, women, join the app. Search tea in the app stores. Please join us. It'll help you better navigate your dating and your relationship lives. And any men listening, tell your sisters, tell your mom, tell your girlfriends, tell them about tea, tell them it's going to help protect them and keep them safe. So yeah, I just encourage anyone to join us, and just wanted to say thank you for having me. I really enjoyed getting to chat with you guys today.
Of course, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you, man. This was awesome, man. Yeah. And like you said, tell everybody, let them know.